We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on, here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so a professor of philosophy, which, by the way, you know, you can study that on your own. You don't need $30,000 a year professors to help you.
Yeah, you pretty much study it for free.
So just about anything on your own, really, these days. Peter Boghossian, he's a former philosophy professor at Portland State University, wrote, "I don't think you should send your kids to universities anymore, I told my daughter." This is on social media. "Don't go to college. Become an electrician." "I never would have imagined 10 years ago that I would say that. It's better to stare at a wall," he says, "or do nothing than learn things that are fake." Wow. Astonishing when a liberal philosophy professor tells people, including his own daughter, not to go to university. He said because they've become indoctrination mills and they make you poor. And he said it's not worth the money. This is a fascinating topic to me, and I see article after article of it. I only do the most interesting ones now because it's almost every day. It's either people who would have never been considered for management before, who don't have degrees, who now are. Companies dropping, according to the Wall Street Journal, more companies anyway, dropping the requirement for a college degree in many cases. Obviously, some of those you wouldn't want, like if you employ doctors, you definitely want them to have an MD. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just the idea that everybody should have one outside of science fields or accounting or something like that. No. And so you're seeing that in the workplace. You're seeing every year since the year before the pandemic, the percentage of middle-class kids going to college is dropping. And I think part of that is a function of price, and part of it is just that they are just very they're basically woke mills of propaganda. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you're going to pay for some liberal to propagandize to your child when, good gosh, if that's what you want, just put them on TikTok. Exactly. And the Chinese government will do it for you. Yeah.
Well, and it's not just TikTok. This is a whole social media thing. And listen, we're never going back. Genie's out of the bottle.
Right.
But the information and the influence of social media can be both positive and negative. And there is a lot of negative things that conservative-minded parents will find on social media applications that their children are being exposed to on a regular basis if you allow them, you know, instant and immediate and unfiltered access.
And by the way, that means that reminds me, I wanted to get to this headline. Utah governor signs law requiring parents' consent for minors to use social media.
Yeah.
Good. I've been saying this for a long time. It actually was two pieces of sweeping social media legislation. And it'll require social media companies to get parental consent for minors using their services. It'll make Utah the first state to do that. This needs to happen in state after state.
It just bothers me that we have the state having to get involved to tell parents to do your job and be a parent.
Look, here's what I hear from parents all the time. Well, but all their friends are on. Yeah, but what are they doing? I don't know.
Right, yeah.
And that's a good gut check. What social media apps are on your kid's phone? You should know that off the top of your head. That should not be something you have to go and look. If you do, that's okay. And the other thing I get from parents is, well, but my kid, I have a good kid. I'm sure you do. I have good kids too. You wouldn't believe what came in over my child's social media. You would not believe. I mean, the thing that offended me most personally would be the fact that her profile said she was in middle school and middle-aged men were contacting her, which I guess for her would be like early 30s, right? I'm like, she says she's in middle school. Why are you sending her messages? By the way, I'm her mom. I operate this account. You're talking to me. I'm older than you are. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Ban.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But this is what comes for them when you put the profile out there. And to me, like, one of the most jarring stories this week was the fact that, you know, Vice had the article. They did an experiment. They created profiles for 13-year-old boys on TikTok. It took 10 minutes before the pro-suicide videos started showing up. Why? Well, this is the Chinese. They're in existential. They're in a war, at war with us. Asymmetrical war with us. What do you think? There's a reason you can go on TikTok and get the fentanyl delivered to your house, and mom never knows till she goes upstairs to see why Sonny hasn't come down for dinner. He's 12 and he's dead. Where did it come from? Social media, TikTok. This is the China. I mean, if you would say, Lee, I know I'm reeling from this, but I'm trying to explain to parents, you know, they're having this TikTok hearing on Capitol Hill. And I don't even think the people grilling the TikTok CEO fully understand the implications of this problem. We have turned an entire generation over to Chinese Communist Party state media. That is where they primarily get their news. If you spend any time around kids, I spend a lot of time around kids. I go to sports tournaments, and on downtime, what are they doing? They're all on their phones. What are they on? Almost entirely on TikTok. And what is the news on TikTok? It is produced by the Chinese Communist Party under several name brands. And what is their politics? Maoist, Marxist. And who do they push almost exclusively? Democrats. And the Forbes, you know, investigative piece on this, Lee, found literally just focused on the election, okay? And it was almost all pro-Democrat because they're all Marxist, right? They're Marxist there trying to get the Marxist here elected.
That's the closest affiliated party.
Yeah. And what is it? It's all these negative, you know, videos produced to look like news by the Chinese. And here's what, you know, Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people. They're just slaves. They have nothing to do with this. But the Chinese Communist Party is truly evil. Here's the thing. They're not hiding this. Okay. This is in your grill. And the accounts are managed by MediaLinks TV. That's a registered foreign agent with the federal government. Well, who are they? They're the Washington, D.C. based, according to their registration with the federal government, outpost of the CCP TV. Yeah. What's that? The Chinese Communist Party television. Yeah. Okay, what is that? Those are the people that provide the news to the people in China. It is compliant with what the Communist Party wants. There is no alternative, right? So if you're Chinese, they've got an effective digital wall around the country, and they are all the time brainwashing and propagandizing. Well, they're doing it here too. Except there's a twist. It's incredibly destructive. In other words, they're not feeding their own kids. Hey, you want to kill yourself? Videos. Look, Jake Gyllenhaal's doing it. They actually like rejiggered the whole Jake Gyllenhaal suicide like montage and started feeding it to 13-year-olds. This is what's on there. So, I mean, this is absolute warfare, and your kids' minds are marinated in it. Number one source of news for kids under the age of 18, what is it? Social media. What's the number one social media app used by kids under 18? That would be TikTok. Whose news are you getting? Well, you might look on there, and it might say at Pandorama, or it could be at The Optimist or at News Talks. That's all straight from the Chinese Communist Party. All of it. So that's where your kids are getting their news. And you're not going to win. They spend hours with the Chinese.
And you have Democrats that are defending this. You've got some who are claiming that we're being xenophobic. This has nothing to do with the race. It has everything to do with the political ideology of communism and Marxism that is being spouted by these folks that are in charge of this. And with American user data going straight to the Communist Party. That's factual. It has nothing to do with being racist against China, for crying out loud.
This is why Modi of India, it's been 2 years now since he banned TikTok. If you're a kid in India, you're not on TikTok. And you know what? They're doing just fine. 6% GDP growth a yearly.
Yeah.
Not a decade like us. If that, a year. So look, India can see this. They understand the existential threat China is, because China's like, you know, killing their own people on their own border. They're like, no, we're done with this. This is a form of war, and they got rid of it, and we should get rid of it too. It absolutely should go. I'm definitely a free speech person, but this is not what this is. This is something else. I'm quite frankly shocked that so many Democrats are willing to consider banning it, given it is literally the key source of campaign commercials.
But you know, the polling
toward
data,
young kids,
the polling data is showing this, that this is a winner for any politician that will stand up against this, because the real America that's out there has a concern about our adversaries overseas. These parties, I'm not sure, always do, certainly not the Democrat Party and some Republicans as well. But this obviously is a polling data driven movement that is going on here, where Democrats and Republicans on a bipartisan basis are criticizing this app because calling it a national security issue. Listen, as I said earlier, social media is a threat to the culture and the lives of this country. It has its benefits, but it has its negatives. And because we as parents, collectively we as parents, fail our children in monitoring their activity and are not treating our children, are not being parents, but trying to be friends of our children in some cases, that's where the problem lies. It's not that the Communist Party is trying to infiltrate this country, even though that is an issue. But it is the overall issue and the influence that social media has on our family unit, on our children, and our lack of parenting prowess in this country.
Even Instagram, Lee, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm
like
saying.
I said, Instagram, yeah. My daughter has an account, but she doesn't have the passwords to it. It's on my phone. I regularly go down the feed, and I am absolutely shocked by what shows up in that feed. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, why is this in my feed? This is not appropriate for a tween. You know, what is this doing here? You know, or for a teen or a tween, what is this doing here? Are we following this person? Or look, no, we're not even following them. What is it in that feed for? You know, I mean, you're just like, what the heck? You would be shocked by what they're hit with. So that's what I tell parents. Well, but all their friends are eight. Well, if they have to have it, put it on your phone. You control the password. This is why.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.